We, as British Columbians, proudly describe our province as beautiful British Columbia. We are world-renowned for our lush, temperate rainforests, breathtaking scenery, and rich biodiversity. But BC forests are in danger. Logging, pollution, and other industrial developments decrease BC forests by 6,200 hectares each year.
That's a very big area of concern these days with impact of logging and mining and industrial developments and how we're having an effect on the natural ecosystems.
Dr. Bradfield, an associate professor in the Department of Botany at the University of British Columbia, studies plant community structures, including ecosystems that have been damaged by farming, logging, or other industrial practices. Learning about the natural environment has always been an interest of his.
I was interested as even as a young kid. I was lucky because we used to go for holidays. We went camping. I grew up in Ontario, and so I have lots of cousins, and it was a lot of fun to go camping and to do hiking. And we used to go to lakes and hike the trails. And I think even before I got to university, I was just naturally interested in outdoors and seeing how forests and open areas were naturally interesting and diverse. And the great thing about British Columbia is that it's such a diverse province, and for an ecology, it's for an ecologist, it's a tremendous province to work in because there's such great diversity.
He also studies natural disturbances that affect our forests.
These are disturbances that happen naturally, like windstorms and insect outbreaks and fire. So these are very common disturbances in British Columbia in the forests and the grasslands. As long as disturbance isn't too severe and kills a lot of the species or kills a lot of the individual plants or animals, this applies to plants and animals. As long as it's not too severe, you actually get higher diversity if you have this intermediate level of disturbance, because that intermediate disturbance will tend to keep down the dominance of some dominant species and allow some of the subordinate species to maintain themselves. And if you have very little disturbance, then the dominant competitors can take over and the diversity goes down. So that intermediate level of disturbance is what a lot of people are trying to aim for.
Riparian zones are vegetated areas near a stream, usually consisting of a forest, which protects the stream from the impact of adjacent land use, such as farming. They play a key role in protecting the water quality of the stream. With the decline of many land and water ecosystems due to agriculture, riparian buffers have become a popular conservation practice aimed at increasing water quality and reducing pollution.
Riparian zones are highly beneficial because they are, we think of them as the arteries of the forest, and like in our own bodies, we have arteries carrying our blood around. So the riparian zones are the zones immediately adjacent to the streams and the little rivers that are flowing through the forest, and that's where a lot of the productivity is happening. That's where the most of the diversity, a lot of the animals, insects, and so on in the forest are dependent on the presence of these riparian zones. And so they have a very important role to play in the function of the forest. They connect different parts of the forest together. And if we lost the riparian zones, there would be a huge decline, I think, in the forest productivity.
Riparian zones help to filter and purify water for fertilizers and pesticides that are used in farming practices. This helps us as it cleans the water of pollutants so that it can be used for drinking, irrigation, and recreation. Although riparian buffers do help support biodiversity, the types of plants that live in the riparian zone are still not as diverse as in a continuous forest.
Diversity actually went down a little bit in the buffer zones, but not nearly as much as it did where there was no buffer zones. There was a slight decline in some of the species, but it wasn't statistically significant compared to where there was no buffer zone. There was a statistically significant decline in species diversity and species abundance.
As more and more natural landscape is turned into human developments, riparian zones are a minimum and a necessary step in ensuring biodiversity remains for future generations.